grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Beloved of the Lord, attend to the words of the institution of this holy sacrament of our Lord Jesus Christ, as they are delivered by St. Paul. I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had blessed and given thanks, he broke it and said, Take and eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, that we may fulfill his blessed institution in righteousness and joy, let us together take this bread and wine and follow his blessed example in word and action. And as the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, so I take these elements of bread and wine to be set apart from all common uses to this holy use and mystery. And as he gave thanks and blessed, let us now follow his blessed example and present unto God our prayers of thanksgiving and blessing. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, when you laid the earth's foundations and set its cornerstone in place, the morning stars sang in chorus and the angels shouted for joy. By the power of your Holy Spirit, you made the universe, and by the might of your word, you gave us life. And by your beloved Son, you have claimed us again from your own, calling us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Therefore, with your people of every age, and with the whole company of heaven itself, we proclaim your greatness, and we sing with them, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Glory be to you, O God most high. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Father, we pray for the world with which he came, for which he died, and for which he was raised again in triumph. Look in mercy upon our troubled world. Send your Spirit to the nations, we pray. Pity all who have lost their lives, their loved ones, their homes, their hope. And in lands far from here, by the message of this Easter day, we pray that you will renew their hope again. For wounded souls and bodies, we pray. For people in hospital and at home who are unwell. For those who watch by their bed and help them, and those who are grieving because death has come to their house. Come, living Lord Christ, come among us with rest for the weary and peace for the distressed. In the name of him who bears our griefs and carries our sorrows, bring them your hope and healing, we pray. And for our own, we pray. Some with faith and others without. Those who are strong and those who are weak. Those who are confident and those who are riddled with anxious care. Those who are close at hand and those who are far away in body or spirit. We pray for your benediction upon their lives this Easter day. And we pray also for those who have departed this life in faith. Those who we have known and loved and have lost and only for a while. Keep us with them in eternal communion with Christ and bring us with them at the last to eat and drink in the kingdom of your glory according to the promise of your word. And as we gather together at this holy table and share in this sacred sacrament, we pray that you will send out your Holy Spirit upon these elements of bread and wine, that they may be to us our very communion in the risen life of Christ, your Son, our Savior. And in his name, We ask this prayer. Amen. According to the holy institution and example and command of our Lord Jesus Christ, and for the memorial of him, do this, through the same night in which he was betrayed, to bed. And finally, blessed, he broke it and said, "Take and eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And after the same manner also, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. Take and eat, this is the body of Christ which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of him. This cup is the new covenant in the blood of Christ. It is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Drink all of you from it.